Hey girlies, welcome to the first official episode of this podcast. I'm so excited that you're here listening to this episode. Today I want to talk to you about my favorite products, apps, stores, YouTubers, foods, and much more. None of this is like sponsored. No brand has sent me free products to review. This is just all my opinion. I'm not famous enough to get sponsored or anything, you know. I'll also be mentioning some products that I hate. So, stay tuned for that if you want to hear some tea, you know. The products will be linked in the description of this podcast, this episode, so check them out. The first category is beauty. Now, I've been loving doing my nails. My favorite brand is Essie. I know it's basic, but it is affordable. It has a wide range of colors, and I feel like their brushes are so easy to use. Like, they're just amazing. And their top coat is top tier. Like, you guys definitely should try their top coat. It makes my nail polish stay on for like 4 to 5 days, which for me is a lot because I'm constantly doing things with my hands. So when I paint my nails, like, my nail polish chips off so fast. Also, a tip is to use cuticle oil every day for strong nails. My fave is the Sally Hansen one. It's just, you know, you put it on, you rub it in to your cuticles, and it makes your nails grow faster, stronger, and it's just amazing. The next thing that I've been loving is the Versace Bright Crystal perfume. Oh my god, this smells so light, so fresh. It's perfect for spring, summer. It lasts all day. It is a bit expensive, but you know, it's worth it. It's amazing. Whenever you're at like Ulta, Sephora, Macy's, whatever, you know, spray some on, smell it. I promise you, you'll just love it. You know, like, it's amazing. Another thing that I've been loving recently is a few apps that, you know, I've been obsessed with. One of them is called 1SE. This app is basically where you film 1 second out of your day every day, and then you get to look back on what you did that month, that year, and it's super fun. You know, all those seconds add up eventually, and you have like a whole 5 minute, 10 minute, like, little film of every day of your life. And it's so cool to look back on it. And if you have like a kitten, a puppy, or a younger sibling, I think it would be such a cute idea to film them throughout like the year, a month, and like just to look back on it and be like, wow, they've grown so much. So definitely get this app and start filming every second out of your day, you know, even for the summer. And then when school comes around, you'll be like, wow, you know, I did so much this summer. It was so fun. So it's great for keeping memories and just, you know, documenting your summer, your teenage life, whatever. So check it out. Another app I've been loving is called Reface. I remember I saw this app trending on TikTok a while back. And this app is basically like, you take a picture of your face, and it takes your face and puts it on like a celebrity's face, or like basically whoever you choose. Like, it can even do like influencers. So it puts it on their face, and you can see what your face would look like on Zendaya's body or something like that. Like, and it's nice. Like, it looks so high quality. Basically, I wanted to see what I would look like blonde, so I took Dove Cameron's face and put my face on her face, and it was so cool to just see, like, me with blonde hair. So get it, you know, try it out. It's so fun. I think it would be great for, like, game night with your family, or with your, like, to just, when you're hanging out with your friends, it's just something to do. So definitely check it out. The Target app. So I recommend you get the Target app because they have a ton of coupons on there that you would otherwise not know about. Like, they have deals, coupons, everything. Like, you, it's so useful. I have saved so much money thanks to the app because they shop at Target anyways. So it's like, why not save money at the same time? If you shop at Target, it's really convenient because it also has like a price scanner on the app. So you can just scan everything. You're like, oh, how much is this eyeshadow? You don't have to walk to a physical scanner. You can just scan it with your phone, which I find so useful and so easy. And Target also donates money back to the community. And if you have the app, you get to vote on which, like, charities, which organizations they donate to. And each month they, like, choose new ones. And, I think it's so great to be able to have a say in where the money goes. Like, even, you know, sometimes we're not able to donate money ourselves, but I think this is amazing because, you know, if you wanted the money to go to an animal shelter, you would want to put your vote towards the animal shelter. And, you know, that vote counts because that money is going to that animal shelter. So it's like you're donating money there. So definitely get the app, check it out. It makes shopping at Target so much easier and so much more efficient. The next category we have is YouTubers. Now, my favorite YouTuber is Adeline Morin, or Adeline Morin's Camera Roll. She has two channels. She is so uplifting, so supportive, has the best energy. If you're sad or ever thinking down on yourself, like you're insecure, you just, like, you know, you're just not in the best mental state, you should check her out. She has made me feel so much happier, so much more confident, so much more uplifted, you know. Whenever I watch her videos, I'm like, yes, let's go clean my room. Let's get my life together. Let's be productive. Let's just spread positivity. So another YouTuber that I love is MyFammy. She's also very real, very raw. I believe she is 18. So it's, you know, it's nice to see someone who is young and puts out, like, she's so realistic, you know, you can really relate to her. So definitely check out Adeline Morin and MyFammy on YouTube. The next category we have is Netflix shows, what to watch. Now, the first one we have is Umbrella Academy. It is such an amazing show. It has an amazing plot and is so unpredictable. There's so many twists and unexpected turns. It does have some graphic scenes, like, so I had to, like, turn away because I know some of those images would haunt me in my dreams, but, like, that's just a me thing, you know. I'm not into horror films, so, like, even those few scenes, like, they really just scared me. But if you're not, like, if you're into horror films, like, this wouldn't even, like, be scary for you. This show is about these, like, siblings who are all adopted by this billionaire who died, and they get together and they work on stopping this apocalypse. And it's just a lot is happening. You know, it might sound kiddish because it's like, oh, like, whatever. Like, you know, saving the end of the world, preventing it. But it's definitely not. So check it out. Watch, like, the first two episodes, and I promise you'll be hooked. Okay, the next show is The Good Place. Now, I watched this like a year ago, and I'm still thinking about it. This show has my whole heart. It is so funny, yet it still gets me sad, like, at times. Like, I get emotional from it. This is a comedy, and I don't know how to really describe it without giving away the big twists, but basically these people die, and they go to the afterlife, and there's many things that are happening. And if you want a good laugh, you know, check it out. You know, it's amazing. The next show And the last show that I'm recommending in this episode is One Day at a Time. This show had me hooked. It follows a Cuban family and their daily life. It touches so many important topics, you know, some taboo topics that might not be mentioned in other shows, but this show, it touches on everything. It's on Netflix, it's a comedy, and if you want a good laugh, check it out. You know, you can be put this on to your TV and clean your room, you know, clean your house and get a good laugh in at the same time. So check it out. The next category we have is my favorite foods. Foods that I have been obsessed with. The first one is Lara bars. Now, I know you might be like, Lara bars, are you serious? Like, they have been around forever. Everyone knows about them. But, you know, I didn't really know about them. Like, I knew of their existence, but I didn't try them. So, when I tried one last week, I was like, I am obsessed. So they're a great nutritious snack on the go. They have amazing ingredients without the unnecessary added sugars or other like additives that companies might add to like make you be more addicted to their product. This has none of that. They're so much better than RX bars, in my opinion, because I had RX bars and they taste like their texture is weird. Their taste is weird, but these have an amazing texture, an amazing taste, and my favorite flavor is either cookie dough or chocolate chip brownie. So if you're at Target, Walmart, or whatever grocery store you go to, you know, grab one and try it if you haven't tried it yet. I also have been loving dessert hummus. If you're as addicted to TikTok as I am, you probably already saw this. You probably already heard of it. And dessert hummus is basically chocolate flavored hummus. I got mine at Target. It was like $3. You can't even taste like the chickpea flavor. It has a very light texture. And I just eat it by the spoonful as dessert because it tastes so good. It was a weird experience because you're like, dessert hummus, like what is that? But I promise you, just give it a taste, give it a try, and you might love it. The next category that we have is some things that I've been hating. Now I know you've probably been waiting for this one, so let's get to it. Remember, this is just my opinion, so don't come at me for this. But let's get started. The first one is Dove dry shampoo. Terrible. Do not recommend. It made my hair look gray. It made it really dry. Like, it was literally like breaking. I couldn't even brush through it. It was almost as if I washed it with like acetone or something. Like, it was so brittle. It was so dry. I do not recommend it. Instead, you should get the Batiste dry shampoo. And I know you probably heard of it, you probably know already about it, but just saying, you know, if you've been thinking about buying the Dove shampoo, no, don't do it. Also, life hack, if you have a TJ Maxx, a Marshalls around you, go there and get you a Batiste dry shampoo, because they're like half the price there, you know, and it's the same product, it's like, you know, still new, still not used. But you're just paying less for it. So life hack, go to TJ Maxx, go to Marshall's and get Batiste dry shampoo there instead of like Target or Ulta. The next thing that I have not been loving recently is the Sally Hansen Extreme Wear Nail Polish. Now I know I said that I love the Sally Hansen cuticle oil, but this product from them disappointed me. It's terrible, basically. I got it a few days ago, and it was like $3. The reviews were pretty okay, so I was like, why not? Let's do this. Let's try it out. Turns out it takes forever to dry. It's very streaky. It's not full coverage, and so it's better to spend a little more and get a higher quality polish like Essie that will last you longer in the long run because it stays on longer. You know, you don't have to do like 10,000 coats of it because it's pretty opaque. So instead of getting the Sally Hansen nail polish, get the Essie one. The next category is a few things that I'm currently trying out. So if you want a part two to this, leave a review here in this episode or go to my Instagram at teengirlstalk and let me know. But I've been currently trying out the Isle of Paradise tanning drops. So if you want me to review it, let me know. And I'm also trying out the Native shampoo and conditioner. It is sulfate and silicone free and paraben free. I got the volumizing one in the scent cucumber mint. And, you know, if you guys like this episode, I'll let you know how these two things work for me. Anyways, hope you guys like this episode. Be sure to go to my Insta at teengirlstalk and either comment on my post or DM me and tell me what you thought about this episode and what else you want me to talk about. Anyways, until next time, bye girlies. Good luck out there.